Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Leaders in Supply Chain podcast. My name is Fei Yu. I'm the Managing Director Europe at Alcott Global. Today, we have Fred with us. Yeah, Fred is the Head of Supply Chain EMEA and Asia Pacific, China and Japan region for MSD. He describes himself as an inclusive leader, adapting with speed and agility to a continuously changing world. Prior to MSD, he held a number of head of supply chain and operations positions in various sections, including retail, building material products, and pharmaceutical wholesaling in Europe and Latin America. Fred is a passionate athlete. He loves rugby, CrossFit, traveling and cooking. He values loyalty, trust, and commitment. What a bio. Fred, great to have you here with us.
Thanks you, Faye.
Fred, tell us about yourself and your career journey. Why did you choose a career in supply chain?
Really good question. Let's say that as a teenager, I thought I would go into teaching because I knew I wanted to work with people. However, fate took me along a technical route, and I studied economics and logistics at the University of Paris-Sorbonne. Still, my heart lay with people management. And you know, at that time, the only industry offering a graduate with my qualification, the opportunity to manage people was retail. So I started my career, my journey on the shop floor for Le Groupe Casino, a French retailer, managing 50 people in different sections. Then I became, let's say, store director. And it was here that my passion for people management began. And I was quickly given the opportunity to work in South America, where professionally, I would say I matured rapidly. As the company grew through mergers and acquisition, and I was in charge of operations and supply chain. And you know, when you can alone, you know, abroad, in such an environment, you quickly learn to make decisions quickly according to the situation. And from that Latin America experience, from there, I've had multiple experiences leading supply chain operation across different industries, such as building material construction, B2B and B2C, pharmaceutical wholesaling and pharma industry, and right now with MSD Merck.
How do you like it in supply chain?
Well, I think I love it. Okay, why supply chain? It could be the right question as well. And I need to tell you that I've been influenced by my dad. He was working in logistics for a chemical company. And then based on some internship and some job I've done in that same company, I've completely oriented my studies to supply chain right after a first degree in finance and economics. I've discovered that supply chain at that time and right now as well was in the middle of everything in a company, meaning you must have strong relationship, linkages with all of the major functional areas across your ecosystem, across your company, right, internal and externally. So, and you can work for decades in supply chain and still learn new things every day. I learn things every day. I must say as well that supply chain professionals are typically bright and down to earth. And on top of this, I strongly believe that supply chain is fun, challenging, stimulating, and much more. So please, join supply chain.
That's a big advertisement. I'm fully with you. Thank you. What are your current responsibilities and priorities at MSD?
As head of supply chain for Asia Pacific, China, Japan, and EMEA, two fantastic regions, I oversee the end-to-end supply chain operations function from the manufacturing plant FIGO to the patients and for the entire product portfolio. So my responsibility is to develop a strategic approach that delivers efficiencies while transforming the entire supply chain to best serve our patients. I need to say that patients are the heart of the ecosystem of MSD or any kind of pharmaceutical company. And I strongly believe we can achieve this by harnessing digital technology and innovation such as blockchain, digital logistics, control tower, and others. Our priority is to make supply chain a competitive advantage and a strategic differentiator through key imperatives. Let's give you some examples. Those imperatives could be accessibility, you know, agility, resiliency, sustainability, and people capabilities. You know, if you look at accessibility, it could be, for example, how to build the right manufacturing network, internal and with CMO. What will be the right localization manufacturing network to realize future customer base? In terms of agility, it could be the way we do support, you know, customers' capacity planning, you know, the way we do accelerate operation and, let's say, planning automation or supply planning automation for effective, let's say, data decision making. If I can give an example about resiliency, resiliency to me is mainly develop business continuity plan, risk management, and mainly address significant supply chain risk across the supply chain, how to assess this and to build your right BCP. People capabilities is the way you build, construct, protect knowledge base on the future capabilities required for the future. So how to develop your people according to your strategy.
That's a lot of responsibility and priorities, right, in your agenda. Share with us some achievement and milestones in your current role.
Let me give you two milestones or two achievements, okay? And it's all limits about the team as well, okay? So first is about people. So I will say in terms of achievement, building and developing an incredible team of leaders and believers able to embrace, face, and fight against an increasingly complex and interconnected global supply chain landscape. The second one is about the way we break down silo across the company. And I think that's something key in every company. You know, about 10 years ago, MSD operated as a siloed organization. And I can tell you that today, we are fully integrated organization, including all product lines under the same management. The roles and responsibility are focused on what matters most. And our supply chain has been transformed to give the company a competitive advantage. So to me, competitive advantage is key to my function. I can tell you as well that commercial, finance, manufacturing, and supply chain as running as one team. One team is key to deliver value to the company.
So real integration, right? So I mean,
yes,
across functions.
Completely.
Amazing. And how big is your organization now? It's a huge region.
So you mean in terms of number of employees, people we're running to the region?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's around 130 people across those two regions, at local and regional. So we got people in market, managing the supply chain, transportation, and delivery to the patients. Our regional levels, mainly support functions, such as regional supply planning, demand planning, trade compliance, regional transportation, all the support functions to, let's say, support the growth of the commercial organization.
And how many countries do they serve?
It's more than 100 countries.
Wow. That's a big one, right?
Yeah.
How do you approach to training and developing people in such a large supply chain field across so many countries?
So we have program available that can provide employees opportunities to grow beyond their role, and that's key. How to grow beyond their role, okay? For example, in the right circumstances, we may offer a job shadowing opportunity that would allow employees to work alongside others to gain high-level knowledge and experience on different processes and function, cross-functional communication, best practice sharing. So they can broaden that network, promoting as well diversity and inclusion and career opportunity. The second one I would like to highlight as an example is we also encourage the posting of gigs, kind of short-term job, which I say offer to interested employees a chance to strengthen and growth give through development experiences by getting exposure to a new division, a new function, a different region, make new connections and build networks to explore new arena of the business without changing job. That's something we have developed into the company, into a supply chain organization. And I can say that at least 80% of my organization already got a gig, you know, to develop themselves. with a development approach. So we train our people on multiple angles of the supply chain to gain in flexibility and so be prepared for the unknown in the future.
In our last discussion, right, I could feel that you are a big, sincere believer in diversity and inclusion. What does it mean to you?
Thanks for the question, because it's something really important for me. So first of all, September marks, let's say, MSD 8, Annual Global Diversity in Inclusion Experience Month. Mm-hmm. So we are, let's say, many activities and events about diversity and inclusion across the company in September. To me, diversity and inclusion is about empowering people by respecting and appreciating what makes you different in terms of age, gender, religion, sexual orientation, education, or let's say national origin. So diversity allows for the exploration of these differences in a safe, positive, or nurturing environment. It means understanding one another by suppressing simple tolerance, mm-hmm, to ensure that people truly value their differences. Mm-hmm. These allow us both to embrace and also to celebrate the rich dimension of diversity contained with each individual and place positive value on diversity in your supply chain organization. Mm-hmm. So as leader, as people manager, we really need to be at the glance in recognizing our differences, because each individual in our organization brings with them a diverse set of perspective, work and life experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with that, right, how do you see its relevance to the future of your organization and the supply chain industry as a whole? When we talk about supply chain industry, we always feel like, okay, we want to promote some female, but then they don't have that skill to be there. So how do we contribute to that? And I'm very curious, how do you address that?
So let's go first the first part of the question to me. Let's say that from my own perspective, one of the key priorities in our supply chain organization and as a company as well is about being curious with each individual and build trust. Trust is key. Trust for me is credibility, reliability, and motive. So each individual in our team is critical to building strong connection. This means investing the time in getting to know them, to understanding what drives and motivates them, because this will differ for everyone in every country or in every region or every organization or division. And you know, Faye, I've been really fortunate over the last year, let's say, having the opportunity to come into many countries in my region and get to know too many of my teams and peers. And I can tell you how energizing it is and how they give it back so much. Okay, so it was really impressive for me to meet my people in every country. Mm. And you know, but women, that's something I've developed in a kind of, let's say, adventure that I'm sponsoring. But I will tell you that women's leadership in Africa, in Asia, or Middle East in Africa, to me, underscores mm-hmm. persistent barriers and systemic challenges, mm-hmm. such as, let's say, early socialization, gender stereotyping, limited educational attainment, and discriminatory policies and procedures, which discourage women from joining the workplace and ascending to a higher position. Mm-hmm. To me, so that's something I'm really, let's say, highlighting to my organization, to really encourage my female leader to reach the next step, to understand they are capable to reach the next step. And my role is to support my female leaders to reach the let's say, their goal, their personal goal, on top of everything.
You did share some examples, and I feel that they are very special and inspiring because you manage so many countries. Could you share an example how you help some resistance, how you promote female in different culture?
So the question about, you know, understanding every, as you know, every individual, to understanding their personal challenge to reach the kind of role they would like to get in the future. So what we can do as well is to understanding the kind of role they would like to have in the future, how to bridge from now to the future. What should be the different milestones to promote female from now to the future? And I already give you some example about the job shadowing, the gigs, but as well as to understanding the personal, let's say, approach about their next job, okay? What could be the different barriers they could face into the family, into their, let's say, their the local country to reach an exposition. And we know some countries it can be difficult, you know, because of the hierarchical culture to reach a kind of leadership position. So my role is to help promoting women and to help leveraging the competencies, the soft skills, the technical skills to reach the next level.
What strategies do you employ to ensure that people in your team feel a sense of inclusion and belonging? And I'd like to some examples as well. So because then you really manage a diverse team with so many different cultures, right? That is
yeah, it's true. It's like kind of chameleon sometimes, every country, every culture, every employee. Yeah. But you know, Faye, to me, each of us has to act as a kind of DNA ambassador. Yeah. So in 2MSD, we have some concrete actions on a daily basis, demonstrating our commitment about DNA, about having our employees in the organization to feel that sense of inclusion, belonging, and equity. So let me give you some example. As we mentioned, we encourage people for stretch assignments between countries, region, division, to let people know and understand the diversity of culture we have in our company. As I tell you, at least 80% of my folks in my organization already got this kind of a stretch assignment to be developed. We also leverage kind of one-on-one checking to proactively identify people who may be overloaded, to create safe space for ask for help and to speak, which is key for me. As well, we introduce inclusion dialogue. Mm-hmm. And topics covered to that include, are you okay? Yeah. All kind of psychological safety topics we need to discuss with your employees, mm-hmm. okay? Because we value employees, I value you. So that's something we always have in terms of daily approach with our employees. From an equity perspective, we leverage the pay equity practices that manager proactively review in addition to the annual company reviews to really ensure any discrepancies are remedied in a timely manner. Mm. Something as well lovely into the company is the use of Inspire. So Inspire is a system that recognizes colleagues for job well done and ensure people's accomplishments are recognized and celebrated across the company. So you get some points, okay, with those points you can buy something through our websites. Which as well, we have the people inspiring new colleagues for a job well done. Already mentioned about that mentorship program and external coaching program we run on a daily basis, and we don't need to wait 1 year to get this kind of program to be sort of done. Something I love in the region is those monthly happy moments to celebrate birthday, work anniversary, and cultural diversity across Asia Pacific and Japan. And I can tell you, we do get this having fun all together. So this is the kind of monthly moment we share, you know, this kind of birthday and so on. And I can tell you the level of attendance is really high, and sometimes higher compared to town hall we do organize. So that gives you the sense of, you know, importance people feel to get us kind of happy moment all together, because that's the best region, APCG and EMEA. So having all together people every month celebrating this kind of stuff is really, really nice. And obviously we step into DNA team building activities as well on a monthly basis. So those are kind of examples about, you know, how do we, let's say, face the inclusion, belonging, equity into the company.
Exciting program.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you also mentioned that the employee turnover rate is so low. Did I remember that it's 6% or lower than that?
Yes, lower. It's less than 5%.
Less than 5%. Wow, that's really impressive. How do you do that? You also mentioned this project, right? So to keep people passionate inside and outside the company, find the purpose. I would like to hear more about that.
So about a purpose, I'm always encouraging anybody to try having a side venture that interests people for their own development and passion. So under the umbrella of Make for Mother program, I'm leading and sponsoring some supply chain initiatives with different NGOs across Asia and in Africa. My aim is to get passionate people into MSD to work with NGOs and local leaders in developing countries to improve the health equity through better supply chain management. So to give you an example, we run two key programs. The first one, and through the partnership we have between the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Wholesalers, IFPW, Gavi, and the Yale University, we set up a strategic driving executive program called STEP. STEP by providing local supply chain manager with focused technical assistance, tools, and long-term mentorship, so they're better equipped to ensure availability of vaccines and medicines to the communities. So here is a program we leverage people management skills, soft skills. That's key to connect private sector and public sector. The second program is a partnership with the African Resource Center to help governments achieve long-term supply chain sustainability so they can, let's say, meet the health goals and manage a health supply chain system, leveraging local expertise and organizations. To give you an example, right now, we have MSD folks that are engaged in Burkina Faso, for instance, to rebuild the National Distribution Center. In Ethiopia, Senegal, Mozambique, where we get technical support on demand fulfillment, demand planning, transportation management, supply chain strategic approach. So with the African Resource Center, that's a technical support. So with those two programs, I want as well to develop and enhance the woman presence in all the courts we are mentoring. So that's the kind of women's leadership in Africa and Asia that we already talked to you just before. I want really to enhance in all the courts we are managing in Asia and Africa to promote women leadership.
How many people are you there in your projects now in the company?
So in that project now is mainly 70 people engaged from organization. It's not only a supply chain people. We have people in supply chain where we talk about technical assistance, okay? But we got engineers from tech ops. We got people from finance, from IT, from commercial, from research. So all the functions and division are representing under that program. So, I strongly support our people to get this adventure, because I personally believe that some of our best ideas come when we are outside of our comfort zone. And to me, new skills build self-confidence. So then passion drives motivation. And I would say at the end, personal investment develop ownership. With this, we can develop our people internally and externally.
But how do you promote this kind of project? How do you get people buy in from different functions, different locations?
Yeah, so we got multiple, let's say, layer of communication. We got internal communication through the web portal, the MSD Merck web portal, where we do some kind of featuring what we have done with the African Resource Center, what we have done with the STEP program, posting picture, posting interview. So people are really aware about, that's a program I could engage. Then I do some kind of one-on-one with key leaders in the organization to promote that journey, okay, with Merck from others. We have as well some publication outside of Merck as well to potentially include other pharmaceutical company. And I can tell you, MSD is not the only one to be included in this program. We work with Johnson & Johnson, with Pfizer, and AstraZeneca and GSK. So those big pharma are, let's say, leveraging internal, let's say, competencies and people to support this program as well.
Fred, how do you manage time? You look super fit, energetic, and your team is happy, highly so functional, and you get along with really everyone in the organization. You manage this project outside, take care of your parents. How do you manage time? Share with us your secret.
So I know we could be all busy, we know it, okay? We need to find, that will become our motto. We need to find the way to balance professional and private life. That's necessary, okay? So that's something we have engaged people in the organization as well to really look at, try to be disconnected. After 6 p.m. in the evening, because you need to spend time with your family, the same in the weekend, the same to get some adventure and passionate activities outside of your current activity. So personally, I find the the way to de-stress, you know, doing CrossFit, looking at rugby because I'm a fan of rugby. This is the World Cup right now in France. Cooking, being with my friends, you know, reading a book. So you need to find that time. Anyway, you need to find that time to be with yourself, to be with your family, okay? And that's a question as well of organization into your work and the way you do manage your team, the way you do collaborate with your team, the way, let's say, you trust your team in terms of accountability and commitment. So to me, that's the right balance you need to have, you know, between private and professional life.
Then you also set the example, right? Become a role model to balance that.
Yes, you need that. You need.
Share with us, what are the major quality you're looking for in supply chain talents of the future? We're talking a lot about a future, right?
Yeah, it's true.
That
it's
you
true.
Need soft skill, you need a hard skill, you need a digital part.
Yeah. When looking for supply chain talents of the future, or people we are already in the company want to develop to be those talented people for the future, I would say there are several major qualities that we should consider. Okay, because this quality will help all those talents thrive in increasingly complex and interconnected global supply chain landscape. First of all, adaptability. Okay. People, talents who can quickly adapt to these changes, embrace new technology, and effectively manage disruption are highly valuable. Nothing new but problem solving skills, the ability to analyze complex data, identify patterns, and propose creative solutions is crucial for the future. The third one could be cross-functional collaboration. It's key. Okay, the ability to collaborate and communicate effectively with different teams is essential. So the collaboration skills enable talents to coordinate operation, align goals with different, you know, organization or division into your company, and build strong partnership both internally and externally. You need to connect as well externally. Okay. The learning mindset is key. Okay, the continuous learning mindset is key. I would say including participating in training programs, attending conferences with Alcott, for instance, seeking opportunities to enhance knowledge. Okay, connect the dots internally and externally. Mm-hmm. Another one about key skills will be the ethical and sustainability focus. Okay, talents who understand the importance of social responsibility and have the ability to incorporate sustainability principles into supply chain strategy are highly sought after. Mm. And then you could think about as well the strategy thinking, but it's not you. Okay, this includes considering long-term goals, evaluating risks. So to me, risk management is key in terms of supply chain and building the right BCP. Then you need to align the supply chain strategy with the overall business objectives, you know, and align this as well between division, between finance, commercial, and manufacturing and supply chain. So those to me will be the key keys for the future.
Okay, that's really helpful. No wonder supply chain people are super women, super men.
Yeah, correct. And then you build a journey, you know, with different milestones, you know, and you can gain those experiences through, as I already mentioned, for the company, you extend with the gigs, with the job shadowing, and so on.
During our last discussion, I noted down quite some motto from you because, obviously, actually, you come up with quite inspiring mottos. If you could share one, which motto would you share with our audience?
Storm, resilience, never give up. Okay. And that motto is coming from my granddad and his personal history. I've been alongside with my granddad a lot. Okay. And he has been involved in the Second War, being a resistant, in France. So he hasn't been graduated from any university. He was a farmer. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was a mill guy. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot about resiliency with my granddad. Okay. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of discussion about this. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot from my granddad. So resilience. Never give up, even if it's really difficult sometimes. We know it.
Yeah. So because when it becomes too difficult, then you see there's a hope, right? Then you get it.
But then one of the keys as well should be to ask for support.
Yeah, definitely.
Asking for support to your peers, to your management, to your friends, to your family, because then you will never give up. Okay. I know that sometimes difficult to speak up as well, but you know, asking for help is not a weakness. Okay. Yep. You will be stronger at the end.
Yeah, love that. If you could recommend one book to our listeners, what would that be?
Oh my gosh, there are so many.
You have only one choice today.
No, so sorry. Okay, I'm not going to name a book. I'm going to name a writer. Okay. Yeah. So I will say the books from Nadine Gordimer. Nadine Gordimer is a South African Nobel Prize. She passed away. And Nadine Gordimer, because of her inspirational quotes and hopes in humanity. So Nadine Gordimer dealt with moral, racial issues, exile and alienation. So I love all the books from Nadine Gordimer. It's a kind of passionate books.
I will give it a try. I've never read it.
I will give you one if you want.
Oh, awesome. Good. And I'll give you a source to sort.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Faye.
Fred, thank you so much for sharing your insight with us today. Really great to have you. I particularly love the part about creating purpose.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure I contribute to your project of
creating. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. I will involve you. Yeah. I will involve you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to go to alcottglobal.com. and click the podcast button for all the show notes of the interview. Also, subscribe to our mailing list to get our latest update first. If you're listening to a streaming platform like iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher, we would appreciate the kind review. 5-star works best to keep us going and our production team happy. And of course, share it with your friends. I'm most active on LinkedIn. So do feel free to follow me. And if you have any suggestions on what to do and who to invite next, don't hesitate to drop me a note. And if you're looking to hire top executives in supply chain or transform your business, of course, contact us as well to find out how we can help. Thank you very much.